This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
4-1 was the final. J.D. Martinez and Rafael Devers hit home runs. Here was Price on MLB Network. He goes 6 innings, 9 strikeouts, just 3 hits. First postseason win. Great experience getting this done.
To be the one to start the game and to help us punch our ticket to that World Series, that's... I've never done it before.
Now, he's been maligned, as you can imagine, with the horrible postseason record. Stick with me here for a moment as I play a couple of Alex Cora clips. This was post-game where he says he was bothered by some MLB Network stuff.
You know, I heard somebody today on TV just blasting David, you know, blasting him, you know, calling him the worst pitcher in the postseason.
Now, he says he usually ignores it.
I don't listen too much to what's going on outside, but that one got me.
Now, he also says, watch this guy attack me now and hang with me for a second.
I don't know. Probably the guy's going to blast me because I'm talking about him, whoever he is, but...
Well, turns out he and him is Evan Roberts.
No.
No, shut
it
up.
Is. Yeah,
get
it is.
Out of here. Are you
Michael
kidding me?
Silverman, who covers the Red Sox... I guess Evan was either on MLB Network before the game or he heard
yeah,
some clip.
You know what? So, all right. So I saw Evan tweet out a picture of him on set sitting next to John Heyman. And I was
man.
Oh, I guess he's on MLB Network. And then I forgot to put it on or whatever. That is crazy.
That's what he was watching before the game and saw it, and it really bothered him.
So do we have any audio
Boomer,
from Evan?
I have been trying to find it to make, because I wanted to confirm that it was Evan. And I haven't been able to. And 3 minutes before I came in here, I saw the tweet from Silverman that mentioned Evan from Cora. Now, he didn't mention Evan. He mentioned WFAN to the writer. So that's how I got it confirmed right before I came in here.
All
that
right.
Is
so
amazing.
But
so
I can't find any audio.
Evan Roberts
of Evan.
Just sent the Red Sox to the World Series.
He might have.
Think about that.
He might have.
That is incredible.
How about that?
Hey, man, they say just have an opinion, man. And he had an opinion and he got under the skin of the manager of the Red Sox.
Oh, yeah.
Shared by everyone else.
Yeah, of course.
But he's the one that got it. He's the one that got it to him.
But he must have said, the way he must have said it must have been the thing that set Cora off.
Yeah, probably.
It's one thing to all have the same point of view, but you got to cut through the, you know, like the minutia.
It's also the way Evan looks, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Like the little child, redheaded kid on television. This isn't a former ball player.
Redheads are attractive.
Right. This is Like, trying to explain this whole thing to Joe is going to be such a chore. You did what now, bro? You were where? You said what, where, to whom? And wait, so you talked to Cora before the game, bro? No. It's not. How did you get his? Why do we have him on here? How did you get his number? Wait, you were on television? We're on TV? I don't know. Just give me the Jets and the points. That's all I care about, bro. And fireballs. I don't know what you're talking about.
Fireballs.
He's going to be so confused.
He might be, but it wasn't Billy Ripken saying it was Evan. So Evan's like,
let me ask you a question. So if you're Cora and it's before the game, you're in the clubhouse, wherever, and you're watching this, and Evan Roberts starts going off.
Who is that little SOB?
Right, exactly. Like, look at this hemorrhoid with a face.
That's horrible.
You believe this?
Like, he's calling
this
people
dork.
Over.
Right. Hey, JD, look at this little dweeb. Oh, my God. We got to win tonight. Believe this guy's saying this?
Pretty funny. So anyway, so Evan Roberts stirred the pot for the Boston Red Sox, who are on their way to the World Series.
It was Evan Roberts. You got to find it, man.
I'm trying.
I got to hear how he said it. You know what I mean?
I would like to do that.
And I wish I could see it.
I just went through Trevor Bauer on MLB Network. I'm going through every piece of video that they have. So far, they have not posted it.
There's a guy that works here that also works there.
And who's that?
I'll find out who it is. But there's a guy, the reason why there's been so many FAN guys on MLB Network recently, like JJ, Evan, even Andrew Bogish at the network have all been over there.
Okay.
Because this guy, it's not James Ward, no.
They got a nap?
No. But he's been like cross-promoting. Like he's been here asking guys and And I'll find out who it is. All you have to do is ask Andrew Bogish out there, because he was one of the guys got shuffled over there. And he may be able to have that connection to get the audio from over video. There. Yeah, right. Yeah, this is the... If Cora had said something disparaging, like more so about Evan, that would have been one of the greatest moments of my life. He was like, this little punk. This little jackass on the MLB Network. That would have been amazing.
They probably said, like, why is he on the MLB Network is probably the question, right?
Yeah, the reason I like their shows over there is they've got a good mix of former baseball players and then baseball nerds, right?
Yeah.
So you get both perspectives on it. So Evan's the perfect guy to be on a panel because he's like ultimate baseball nerd.
So the headline is Alex Cora shreds WFAN's Evan Roberts for David Price bashing.
I am such a loser.
I'm so excited.
Eddie, turn my favorite up real quick.
You're all jacked up over this thing. I like it.
This changed my whole day.
So the quote was, this is from Michael Silverman. The quote was, I was watching a show this morning on MLB Network, and it was embarrassing the way they were talking about David Price, and I was offended by that. I think he works for WFAN.
There you go.
David Price is one of the best pitchers in the big leagues, and he should actually apologize to him. That's it. That's the quote.
Think Evan's going to apologize? Think he'll open up the show? Apologizing
seems like to be the thing to do around here these days.
So there you have it.
I just Twittered. What? I did a Twitter search for Evan Roberts, and he's getting hammered by the Boston fans.
I'm sure he is.
It was Evan Roberts, jerk.
They should be thanking him, right?
Evan Roberts is a Mets fan.
That's probably the worst thing you can say about him. It is funny. Yeah, but I mean, like, everybody said the same thing going into the game, but just Evan's whole aura really got under Cora's skin. I mean, amazing stuff.
Justin Verlander, he gave up the two home runs, charged with all four runs, obviously. He gave a very Al Dukes-like answer here when it goes to losing the game.
We were dealing with a ton of injuries.
Making excuses, right, Al? Wasn't just the game.
Finally. Real answers. Real reasons. Yeah.
Jose Altuve was banged up. Correa banged
exactly
up a little
what
bit.
You expect.
Yes. Here was George Springer, just came up short.
That nothing to hang our heads about. We had a hell of a year. It sucks that it ends like this.
It ends for them, and it goes on for Boston. They will play in the World Series. Game 1 Tuesday night, Fenway Park, against either the Dodgers or Brewers, who will play Game 6 tonight in Milwaukee. Elliott, 3-2 there. Hyunjin Ryu against Wade Miley. Thursday night football kicking off Week 7 in the NFL, and it was all Broncos.
First and 5 of the 28. Two receivers left, single wide to the right. They give it on an end around to Sanders. Sanders wants to throw. Wide open is Cortland Sutton. Dives in the end zone. Caught it. Touchdown.
And that was Kevin Kugler, Westwood. One, a little bit of trickery there.
Look who's here.
Oh, here he is.
The man who sent the Red Sox to the World Series. Here he is.
Listen, man.
Did you hear the Cora audio already?
No.
All right, so get some headphones. You got to hear what he said about you.
I don't have audio. I mean, I don't have headphones.
All right, that's...
I just walked in here. What do you want from me?
So you don't even know what happened?
I have no idea. What happened?
Don't know what happened.
You have no idea. You have not been following your Twitter feed, and people just absolutely drilling your ass.
You have no idea what went on. All right. This is amazing. All right. So you were on MLB Network yesterday, right?
Yeah, I kind of killed David Price and the Red Sox, yeah.
Right. So you feel bad about that because you were wrong about it.
I mean, I don't feel bad. I'm wrong. I'm happy for David Price. I have nothing against him, but I'm stunned.
Right.
I'm stunned. Sure.
So in the post-game news conference, Alex Cora is talking about all the things that happened. This team's in the World Series.
Did he mention me?
Well, in the cuts we have, no. But in one quote, he mentions the guy was from WFAN.
What did I say so badly?
Well, here you go.
David Price stinks.
Probably how you said it. Yes, yeah, like you're a tough guy.
Yeah, I heard somebody today on TV just blasting David, blasting him, calling him the worst pitcher in the postseason. Yeah, the numbers are there, I know, but
thank you.
He was saying this with he didn't hesitate.
I did.
It was a bad matchup, one of the greatest against the worst, and all that. And
it's true.
I don't listen too much to what's going on outside, but that one got me. That one got me.
And then he finished.
Give you the over the top of it was by a little dweeb. Who is this guy? Who the hell is this guy?
Last 17 seconds.
When he was throwing 94 and the changes, whatever, I was thinking about that segment on MLB Network today. So I don't know. Probably the guy's going to blast me because I'm talking about him, whoever he is. But
I appreciate
you know what?
That, Alex.
I'm happy David showed up today. And tomorrow we can turn the page and move on to the World Series.
So this guy's
David
in the dugout in Houston thinking about
Evan
Roberts.
You know what's funny? And nothing will change this. When the Mets had their managerial opening, he was the guy I wanted. I love Alex Cora. And I knew we weren't going to get him because the Red Sox wanted him. He wasn't going to come to the Mets. So I love Alex Cora. I really do. And if it inspired, if it made
him
feel
it's how
good.
You actually went after his pitcher. And
well,
you,
Boomer.
And you must have been just like a real douche.
Boomer.
Yeah, all right. TV totally, or something. Yeah. Well, how did you present it?
Here's what I said. And this morning when I woke up, yes. I felt, you know, I got to tweet something positive about David Price and the Red Sox. I didn't know about this. That's for sure. I was long sleeping when Alex Cora is talking to the media. But I said David Price, factually accurate, by the way, and Cora admits.
Here's what I said.
The Red Sox are not winning tonight. David Price is the worst postseason pitcher for a good pitcher we've ever seen. And we're going back to Boston. I mean, they're not winning this game. And I even said, you know, that's baseball, Susan. We all talk about that's baseball. You never know. I know. They're not winning tonight. And I admit I was wrong. I have no problem with that. I'm happy for that.
Yeah, but it's how you said it, I think, that actually got under the skin of Alex Cora.
Because I was opinionated. What do you want from me?
But how you said it. You're like a mosquito in the ear when you're trying to go to sleep. You know, it's sort of like that.
Well, you're welcome, Boston. I mean, you're welcome. I got you to the damn World Series. So I should be sitting like front row for that World Series game one. I'll sit next to my buddy Alex. I'll give him some advice.
Were you in a suit yesterday?
I was. I looked good.
You were in a suit yesterday.
And fit?
Yeah, no, I got it fitted, yeah.
Okay.
My wife said you need to make an investment in nice clothes. We went shopping.
Wow. So you got to milk this for everything it's worth.
By doing what?
By keep talking about it, get an invite to Boston. I mean,
I want a meeting with Cora. Can I get that? Because I love that guy.
This was a big deal.
Get it done, Dukes.
So now he's playing the other side. Oh, I love Cora.
I do. Hey,
Boomer. That was his pick for me.
Do you listen to the Midday Show or no?
I try not to.
Okay. That was my guy. Thank you, Jerry, for backing me up on that. I love the guy.
I only listen to the Midday Show when you guys come up with a great idea, like, I don't know, Omar for GM or something like that.
That wasn't a great idea. It's about the fact that the Wilpons basically don't want to hire a GM because the father and son, I guess, can't agree. And so Omar's the search party. So why not just give him the freaking job? It's not an idea. My idea would be hiring a competent baseball guy. But the way this organization is run, just hire Omar at this point. They're talking to Dave Littlefield. Do you know who Dave Littlefield is? Giannotti knows. He sucks. Yeah. I'll say that. I'll inspire him, too. He's one of the worst. He's the Billy King
relax,
of baseball.
Geez, okay. Okay. Hurdle's getting too, pissed off at you.
Gino's I'm right, by the way.
Go read your Twitter feed so you feel good about yourself.
I mean, you were dancing in Alex Cora's head during game 5 of the ALCS.
I can't believe that.
Crazy.
And
you got to be proud of that, man.
I had no idea till you told me.
As the strikeouts are mounting in his head is his face.
I wish I could get that.
What did you call Evan a moment ago?
A hemorrhoid with a face.
You know what I also am now to the city of Boston?
Yeah,
I am your messiah, okay? You're welcome. You're welcome.
Oh, boy. All right, there he is, Evan Roberts. You better keep this up, man. You better milk this. I'm telling you. You might be able to throw out a first pitch in a World Series game.
That'd be great.
I mean, think about it.
If you could reach home plate.
I'll strike you out once. I'll strike out all the FAN personalities.
I'm with Cora now, man. And I'm not going to be able to forget about
you. I'm a lefty. Cora, if you need me, I got you.
Okay.
Drilling your ass. I could actually see why Alex Cora would be upset with that. Could you not see that?
Very easy. Yes. This is very easy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.